With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A few years ago, writer Barbara Raskin felt an intense heat and thought at first the room had suddenly overheated. Then she realized her biological clock was ticking. It was a hot flash, her first.
I decided to use these hot flashes as my metaphor for a book, and in my own life to use those periods of hot flashes, those 30, 40 seconds of supreme discomfort and heat, to think about life.
Barbara Raskin had reached a turning point, a time to take stock.
We have to come to peace with our pasts and our presents, I think, before we can really attack the future.
The three women who are the dominant characters in Barbara Raskin's novel Hot Flashes also take stock as they gather in Washington for the funeral of one of their best friends.
I try to write the autobiography of my generation.
An ambitious idea, but Hot Flashes works both funny and sad.
The generation of women now in their 40s and approaching menopause, their hot flash period, have been through more changes in their lifetimes than any other group that I've been able to identify historically.
The women of Barbara Raskin's generation were Depression babies who came of age in the 50s and 60s.
Short of a complete political revolution, I've never seen so much, heard of so much social change in half a century, and we went through every one of those changes one after another.
Barbara Raskin, author of Hot Flashes, now a St. Martin's Press paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.